Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Oh, are you going to make me say it? Happy Josiah Eve.
Yes. I spent 3 hours during the show this morning trying to make you say that you didn't, and you save it for the catch-up. How lucky are our podcast listeners?
So lucky. They get content that no one else gets.
Like you saying it's birthday Eve. It is my birthday tomorrow. If you're listening, it is Wednesday.
Mm.
My birthday is Thursday, the 31st of January.
If I could get you any present in the world, what would it be?
Oh, I can't say that.
Why?
Well, I just can't.
Why? Is it inappropriate?
No, it's not inappropriate.
I was talking like a gingerbread man or like a new pair of socks or something.
Slow down. I just thought you meant like a trip overseas that you can't afford. You can't afford that.
No, I can't.
No, so okay.
You know how much I earn. Not much.
Oh,
sure.
How good is it?
And also you can't afford this, baby.
No, so. I definitely can't afford that either.
No, I am in the throes of planning something for your birthday at the moment.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, don't get your hopes up. It's nothing great.
It's the big 29. It's really not a big birthday, so don't feel like you have to do it. Next year for my 30th, though,
yeah.
I'm expecting, you know, listeners involved, a party. We go from town to town in the GV,
I'll get you a stripper, Hundo.
Oh, I don't want a stripper.
Yes, you do.
Got one in front of me right now, sister.
Where?
As in the microphone. It just look.
Strip that down, Liam Payne.
I just took the, what do you call this thing? The poof on top of the mic? I can't say that word. Do I sound different?
Oh, God. We need to put some Nelly on. It's getting hot in her.
I just took the black thing off the microphone.
Okay,
that sounds so bad.
Stop talking.
So the microphone essentially stripped.
Stop talking. All right, we need to get into this catch-up because I don't know where this is going to go
from
here.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, Josiah.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for bringing that up again. Embarrassing injuries in here today. The new Super Bowl ad.
See, it's fixed.
Okay, good. All right, I'm getting out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, yesterday.
Yeah.
We got a little email notification saying you've been summoned into a meeting.
Yeah. When you say we, you don't mean collectively you and I because it was a boys only.
Yeah. So all the boys in the office here. Yeah, the boys.
The boys.
We got called into a meeting and we were all like, what's this about? Thinking, yeah, all the boys, we're going to have beers.
That's what I thought. I was like, obviously, there's like a cigar and beers club that I'm not invited to.
We're going
to
start a whiskey club or something, got a new boss. Like, it's all going to be happening.
Talk about boobs a bit.
Yeah, so that's what I thought, you know. We're just going to talk about beers, boobs, yeah, the boys. Anyway, the meeting started off innocent enough, like just having a bit of general chat around the office.
Look, can I just ask what topic? Okay, like general chat, did footy come up?
No footy, no.
Did beers come up?
No, like general office chat.
Oh,
so
okay.
Things like security around the office, like things like general maintenance around the office.
Okay,
you know?
Cool.
Then the chat took a slight turn. It kind of hit us all a bit left to center.
Yeah.
Where the boss had to address that in the boys' toilets. And let me be very clear, there's only, what, 6 guys in this whole office?
So yeah.
This is a very awkward conversation to have. That there is a rogue skid. There's a road skiddy. Can't even say it. Someone's leaving road skid marks in the toilet. I'm talking like in all my years, I've been in radio for 10 years. Yes. I did landscaping for 5 years before that. In all my years of radio work, whatever I've been doing, I've never been called into a meeting with not just a bunch of, it's like high school, right? You're getting called in with a bunch of your schoolmates who are 12.
Yeah.
Can you guys please stop trashing the toilets? This was a bunch of dads with kids that were all of age and then me. And we're being told that one of you has to stop leaving rogue skin marks in the toilet.
Isn't that, do you know what? I mean, I'm not pointing fingers, but isn't that a bit of a thing for dads? Because like their wives tell them that they can't poo at home. So they have to come to work to do it. Is that a thing?
It all depends on your relationship. Do you know what I mean? Some guys have got no problem just dropping the pants and going for it in front of their wives or their missus. It depends on how you are. Whereas I know of a guy who's can't do it at home with his wife.
Oh, see that? I feel a bit bad for that guy that he feels like he can't, but also like good on the wife. Well done.
So
some only, good ground rules to lay
great
down.
Great ground rules. So with only 6 guys in the whole office, as we're all being told to stop leaving skid marks, the eyes start looking around the room.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you start pointing fingers? Well, do you know who it is?
Who's no one said out loud, but we're all, you could tell in your heads, everyone's looking at each other trying to figure out who it is. I got it down to one or two people. I won't say who in the name of being sued. But
except
there's only...
you're gonna on the count of three.
Should
the
I?
Mystery skid. Nah, just kidding.
No, no. Okay, I have one leading suspicion.
No.
There's only one thing I can think of.
What?
Before I get into work every morning.
Yeah.
There's one person that's in the office before anyone else, and that person, I think, has been sneaking into the guys' toilets.
Talking about me?
I'm talking about you, Ellie.
How does my commitment to this job and my, you know, enthusiasm to get here first
I don't think
mean
a bunch
that
of dads,
I'm now...
I don't think a bunch of dads are leaving
I
skid
don't
marks.
Think I'm capable of that.
I think you're sneaking into the office
Josiah,
early and you're doing this on purpose.
There is a reason that it was only the boys invited to this meeting, and that is because girls do not do number twos. How many times do I have to say it?
Exactly my point. No girl does number twos whilst there's other guys in the office. The rogue skid mark
it
person is
you.
It is
not me. It's you 100%. All right, guys, boys, keep your toilets clean, please.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, Jay, last night I did something that just proves that I am cashed up.
Yeah, you're pretty loaded.
Oh, do you agree?
Yeah, you are.
I thought you and I complained every day about how we earn no money and are poor and stuff.
Oh, our salaries are terrible.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At least you've got the family backing. Little private school girl over here.
No, this is the story of me being savvy, my friend.
Oh, good. Like a savvy story.
I booked some flights last night because I miss my boyfriend and I want to go see him. And I had to get one of the flights on points because flights are expensive. And I've been saving up some points because I got a new credit card. Guess what I booked?
You didn't go business, did you?
Okay, well, don't come in as high as you can go. I booked premium economy.
Oh, well, that's okay. Isn't that just a bit of extra legroom?
No, isn't it like fancy?
Nah.
What do you mean? I thought it's like you got the big chairs and stuff.
Nah, premium economy sucks.
What?
Waste of money.
I paid an extra 9,000 points for it.
Nah, it's business or nothing. Let me just make it clear, I haven't paid for either. Put it this way, I was on an international flight
yeah.
a year ago, paid an extra $50 for extra legroom,
yeah.
went past premium economy, it was just the same as what I
Are
had.
Are you kidding me?
You might be able to put your chair a little bit further back, you might be closer to the front of the plane.
I don't put my chair back on planes, I think that's rude to the person behind you.
You've got a tiny bit extra legroom, you might get a bit of an extra meal. If Oh no, you're on it's a domestic flight,
yeah.
right? Nah, you won't even get an extra meal.
Are you kidding me?
What a waste. You
it was the only seat that was available.
Oh, what a waste. You should have made your boyfriend come to you.
I know. Oh, trust me, I'm trying. It's a big debate at the moment. Oh, well, you've really ruined my news.
Oh,
and
wow.
Here's me thinking I'm cashed
Hang on.
Up.
Do you need to sit down on Uncle Josiah's
no,
lap and talk to him about your problems?
Whatever. I'm so excited to tell you that.
Oh,
you
no, I'm really...
You just jumped on my hopes and
no,
dreams.
No, I'm really happy for you. You're really relatable to everyone listening. Flying premium economy while the rest of us...
I saved up for it. I saved those points for so long.
Didn't you just get back from South Africa? The rest of us can barely ever... I can't even afford to book a flight.
It was free. It cost me $20 in taxes. That's fine.
You're a man of the people, Ellie.
Oh, God, I was so excited. Now you just ruined it. I'm going to video blog my experience.
Please do.
Economy.
I'll be watching your Instagram for it. Yeah. I won't turn off your Instagram till between now and then.
Good. I'm going to go Instagram live for the whole 4-hour flight.
So when do you leave?
In a couple of weeks.
Oh, can it be tomorrow?
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, if you are single in the Goulburn Valley and you're looking for love, we're about to speak to two people who found it in a pretty unconventional way. The Bachelor casting's now open for it. So make sure you apply. And let's talk right now to Maddie, Jay and Laura. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, congratulations on your recent news. Laura, you're pregnant with your first child.
I am. Yeah, it's super exciting. Oh. Congratulations to you too, babe.
Josiah.
Yeah, what about Maddie? Yeah,
I didn't do it on my own, guys.
Yeah, I feel like they equally had parts in it.
I thought you were the Virgin Mary, Laura.
I'm just waiting. I've been told that you've been given some information from another friend on me. And I'm waiting for a stitch-up. So I know you're starting this conversation off very nice and in a pleasant way.
Yeah.
Let's just say Maddie J and I, we know each other. We've met a few times, but you're friends with another friend of mine. That's Maddie De Groot, a little bit more, right?
And he loves a stitch up more than anybody else.
He told me to say that I've got it on good authority that someone close to you, aka Matt, says that you've got a foot fetish. Laura, I'm going to direct this at Laura. You've got to confirm or deny whether this is true. You don't like it, though, when a second toe is longer than the big toe, and that is your deal breaker, Laura.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, he doesn't like that.
What do your feet look like, Laura? Tell us about them.
Second toe is about 5 millimetres smaller than my big toe. So I'm in the green.
Wow. I'm actually on Team Matty J with this one. I reckon gross feet or a second toe too long, nuh-uh.
My feet are still pretty gross, and he likes to tell me all the time, but I got in there with the toes being perfectly proportioned. So, yeah, that's why he chose me.
Can I ask, Matty, what if you'd gotten to the end of The Bachelor and decided, all right, it's Laura that I'm going to go with. She's the girl for me. I love her. And then, like, she takes off her shoes after the final rose ceremony.
She's like, why has she been wearing closed-toed shoes the whole time?
Would it have been the deal breaker?
Oh, gosh. It's a very good question. And it would have put a big spanner in the works.
Yeah.
So thankfully, Laura's feet are just within reason, and we're very, very happy.
All right. What if your unborn child has a second toe that's bigger than the first? Are you going to disown them?
Wow.
Adopt.
Yeah, I think we'd have to put it up for like, there's no way to save it.
I'll just make sure its feet are always covered just to save him the embarrassment.
Hey, you know what? From the Josiah and Ellie show, when you have your child, we'll buy some little booties as a present for your child.
So sweet, guys. Thanks.
Oh, can you write that down so we don't forget?
Extra large size, though, just in case there's a stray toe in there.
But The Bachelor casting is now open. Obviously, you guys found love and have an amazing relationship. Now, obviously expecting your first child. What can you say to people in the Golden Valley that are single and wanting to apply?
I think for anyone who is single and has maybe got that thought in the back of the head of, you know, should I, shouldn't I, could it work out? I think it's definitely worthwhile just taking that risk and putting yourself out there, making yourself a little bit vulnerable for sure. But I think with a bit of risk comes great reward. So if you're thinking about it, I think you should just do it.
How far into your series, Matty, did you know that Laura was the one? Because you had some pretty good-looking girls, some great girls on there, like a lot of competition for you, Laura. How far into it were you like, yep, she's it?
It's hard to pinpoint exactly when it was, but from the very first conversation I had with Laura, I can remember thinking, this girl, she's a good one. I'm really into this. And then every single date that we had together, that feeling kind of just grew and grew and grew. And then thankfully, she had perfectly portioned feet.
Rest is history.
Well, she did.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, guys, we're very much looking forward to, you know, the news of when are you due, Laura?
I'm due at the first week of June.
Oh, how exciting. We'll make sure we get those little well, booties will come perfectly with winter then, so that'll work out well.
Nice and cold.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Absolute pleasure.
And best of luck for a perfectly proportioned foot on your child.
Fingers and toes are crossed.
Yeah.
First bachelor baby, and it's adopted.
And also, if you can cross your toes, Laura, I'd maybe take another look at the Maddie.
Cross my toes. Oh, this is a whole nother thing.
We'll take this off air.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I feel like for the next couple of months, most days we're going to be talking about Married at First Sight because, God, is it a content goldmine for us.
You either love the show and you know exactly what we're talking about or you're not watching it and you're getting updates from us, which will keep you entertained enough because, believe me, this show is out of control.
Oh, it's rating hugely. The opening night got 1.1 million viewers.
Wow.
That means 1 in 25 Australians watched it. It's huge. But last night, another cracking episode. Two more weddings took place, including one between a man named Mick, who's a farmer from Gympie, and a woman named Jessica, who's from WA. And I don't know if they're going to last.
No,
just putting it out there. She looks, you know, like she could be a bit prissier. He looks like he's a bit too easygoing.
Let's be honest. So far, only one couple looks like they'll actually make it.
Yeah, I know. The odds are not good. But it didn't go off to the greatest start after Mick's mate, his name's Broxy, who's also, you know,
his name's
country.
Broxy.
Broxy, yeah, mate, yeah.
Like Brock and Roxy mixed together?
Yeah, Broxy.
Weird name.
Broxy was Mick's best man. And as the best man does at a wedding, he gets up and makes a speech. And the speech did not go down too well with the crowd. And here's why.
I'll tell you a bit of a story about him. We went up to Airlie Beach just for a couple of drinks and we've drunk the whole bar dry. Just me and him. You know, we're having a good time. And Mick's going to me, I'm going to take some Viagra. And I'm asleep, I've woken up, and I can hear some noises. Open my eyes, he's made himself a bloody tent over himself, and he's having a go. I'm going, oh, Jesus, mate, bloody hell. Wow, how many times you've done this? He goes, oh, at least five.
What an idiot.
Like, you're on TV, buddy. Like, move that aside, you're at a wedding. Viagra chat's not good at a wedding.
You don't tell a story like that even at like 21st. That's like something you say around the campfire with the boys or something. You're telling a story at a bucks party.
Yeah, never tell it in front of your girlfriend's family.
If my best man made a speech like that at my wedding, I'd knock him out.
Yeah, never speak to him again. 100%. But unfortunately, this does happen pretty regularly. Speeches are dangerous, particularly 21st speeches. I remember at mine, some of my best friends got up and told a story about me.
What was the story?
Okay, there was one time that I was in New Zealand and and I kissed a boy and then the next night he was kissing.
Thank you so much.
He was kissing another girl and he was on his phone and he told me that his phone didn't work. He didn't have international roaming activated. So I may have thrown a drink on him.
Oh, no way,
it was
bro.
Old school Ellie. I just wanted to try it out, try something new.
This chick's crazy.
Anyway, that story got told at my 21st and my boyfriend at the time did not like that story at all and then didn't speak to me for the rest of the night.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah, he sounds like an absolute peanut. Yeah. So he ruined got my 21st. Jealous because you threw a drink at another guy before
yeah.
you met?
Yeah.
I mean, annoying your friends told the story, sure.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah.
glad you're not with him anymore.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, that story was told in front of all my friends, my whole family. It was very embarrassing.
A few side glances from grandma, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, very much so. So I want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16, what did the speech reveal? Maybe you're at a 21st or a 30th or a wedding and something that got brought up that you did not want revealed to about you or about someone who was there. Awkward moments.
You need to have the chat with your best man beforehand saying yeah. this is out of bounds, this and this.
Yeah, 100%. So if you've got a story for us, give us a call, 13, 12, 16. I remembered something else that was revealed at my 21st that I wasn't stoked about.
Here we go.
The fact that I'd kissed my friend's brother.
Oh, how did that go down with grandma?
Yeah, not great. And what was awkward was that the brother was tutoring my little sister at the time.
Oh, yeah, it was really wow. awkward.
I just kissed him. It was like,
weird thing untoward. Is, so did your sister.
All right. She was like 11, so calm your farm. Anyway, 13, 12, 16, if you've got a story. Benny from Echuca, did the speech reveal something about you?
Yeah, I went to a wedding and I didn't know anyone because it was my girlfriend's of family. So I didn't care as much as everybody else, but during the wedding speech the best man revealed that the groom had been married before and the new bride had no idea.
No way.
What?
I know, it was so bad. Well, for them it was, for me it was hilarious.
How can you marry someone and not know that? She needs to get out. She needs to Kim Kardashian that.
Yeah, what else is he hiding? How did it go down? Was everyone real in shock? Did she walk out crying? What did she do?
It got very quiet and the new bride and groom decided to leave the party early.
Yeah.
I've broken up with the girlfriend now, so I don't actually know if they're still together, but it was awkward.
Oh, you need to do some digging for us, Benny. I need to know how this ended. Surely it was over.
At those weddings, it's the ideal moment. Everyone wants something to go wrong yeah. for a bit of entertainment.
Oh, all right, sicko. Oh. I don't. I want them to be in love and be happy forever.
As long as it's not your wedding, there is nothing better than watching your wedding crumble before your eyes. I love awkward moments like that.
Oh, that is awful. Thanks for your call, Ben.
No worries, guys.
Do you reckon you'd invite me to your wedding? I was thinking about this the other day. Can I come?
If I got married within the next 12 months, most likely. Anytime after that, I'd have to. It depends on numbers.
Wait, why, if you've known me for longer, am I less of a chance of getting an invite?
Because I probably won't know you in the future, let's be honest.
Oh, all right.
Hey, if we're still doing a radio show, absolutely.
Otherwise, is this friendship just based on the radio show?
Of course it is, mate. You know that.
I'm going to come and I'm going to do a speech and I'm going to do exactly what you said and just wait for it to crumble.
Actually, we took a step in the right direction on Saturday. We hung out outside of work. So you know what? A few more play dates.
We always hang out outside of work.
A few more play dates outside of work and maybe you will get invited to my wedding, but you're not allowed to do a speech. You know way too much about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to watch you crumble, buddy.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Super Bowl, it is this Sunday night in the US, which is Monday our time. I will be watching. It is Super Bowl 53.
Mm-hmm.
What's L111? That's 53, isn't it? I haven't been to school in a long time. I think L's 50.
Okay.
It's Super Bowl 53. I'm calling it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go for it. Yeah. Because M's 100, right?
Yes. Good. We should probably learn our maths before we come on the show.
Yeah.
Now, L's 50. I'm going to just be very bold and say that.
Okay.
Super Bowl 53 is this Sunday night in the US.
It is.
Obviously, the halftime ads are one of the most famous things, the biggest spend in advertising for the year.
Yeah, isn't it like $1 million to get a 60-second spot
minimum
or something?
At least.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Pepsi are famous for their Super Bowl commercials,
mm-hmm.
And they've released their latest one. And they've called on some celebrity friends to help out. So it's based on in a diner. A girl makes an order for a Coca-Cola mm-hmm. in a Pepsi ad. Bit weird. Mm. Steve Carell, he pops up as a customer and he says this.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused.
I'm putting it out there. I hate it when waitresses, when I order a Coke Zero and they say, is Pepsi Max okay? No, it's not.
Well, maybe you should start switching and listen to Steve Carell. Listen to this ad.
I do love Steve.
They're not good. Maybe Pepsi is better than Coke. Maybe he has a good point. He then he tries to fire up the waiter a little bit more because he's a bit of a Debbie Downer, let's be honest. And he calls on the help of Cardi B and Little John. Take a listen.
You got to say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Hot is bad. That him trying to be Cardi B at the end?
Yeah. And her and Little John are looking at him like, what is this guy doing? So are you convinced yet? Do you reckon you can convert?
Nah.
Even Steve Carell, Cardi B and Little John can't convince you to convert to Pepsi.
If they come over to the Goulburn Valley and say, hey, Ellie, let's go down to, I don't know, Noble Monks and have a Pepsi, then yes, I'll have a Pepsi. But otherwise, nah.
So even Cardi B going, and Little John going, okay, that's not convincing you?
Nah, waste of $1 million, sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Sorry, Pepsi.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I want to talk on 13, 12, 16, embarrassing injuries. Have you had one? What's the most embarrassing way that you've injured yourself? Because I've had one over the weekend.
Has this got something to do with the message we all received Saturday morning when you woke up? Because I'll tell you what, if it is, that is the most embarrassing message I reckon I've ever received.
Yeah, it does. So I went to F45 yesterday and it was like a weight session. So
you're a beast. You're a beast, mate.
Oi, come at me, boys.
If you drove past High Street, you would have seen Ellie going into beast mode yesterday.
Yeah, mate. I was on the protein juice, waddled my way in there because I don't have a neck. I went to weird place. Anyway, went to F45 and I couldn't do a few of the exercises, like push-ups, couldn't do them. Like planks, when you're resting on your hands, couldn't do them because I've injured my wrist. And the way the injury happened was slightly embarrassing. So Friday night, you and I played in a celebrity volleyball match.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest celebrities going around.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, celebrity is a very strong word for you and I, but we played in it regardless.
We did. We were playing with celebrities, a couple of Olympians.
Yeah, we were.
So if I'd injured myself during that game, I would have thought, fair enough. You know, that's a decent way to injure yourself. But no, I was fine when I got home, then went to sleep that night. Woke up the next morning and I could not move my wrist.
I don't
know. So I had to message you guys and say, guys, we're supposed to do a beer pong tournament at our Australia Day party today. I don't know if I can compete. My wrist's too sore.
We woke up to a message on my Facebook, on a group message from Ellie saying, guys, I'm out of beer pong today. Injured my wrist.
I think I started the message with, guys, disaster. Yeah. And my housemate's like, oh my God, has she been in a car accident? Like, what's going on?
You've got two wrists. You know that.
Yeah, I know. But my left hand can't do anything. It's useless. Anyway, so at the gym yesterday, I had to tell the trainers, like, oh, I can't do the push-ups because, I've hurt my wrist. And so they, provided me with alternative options. I was planking and whatnot.
But did you still look like a bit of a,
Yeah, of course. At one stage, I did a chest press, right? Oh no, a fly they call it. And I had I had a heavy weight in my left arm and then the lightest weight possible, my right one.
I was thinking you look a bit lopsided this morning.
But then the trainer's like, oh, how'd you do your wrist? What happened? Like, expecting some huge story. I was like, I just slept on it funny on Friday night, not even last night.
And it's still sore.
It's still sore.
Wow. You probably dislocated or moved it out of its joint or something.
Yeah, probably, mate.
We're talking embarrassing injuries. When I was younger, this is a story I'll never forget. I got to school and I had stitches on my forehead.
Yeah.
I had a couple going down the middle there. And a couple of people at school, the teachers were concerned. They're like, oh my goodness, how did you do that?
Mm.
I was running down the back garden. This is like something you see off a cartoon. And there was a rake laying down. Didn't see the rake. It hit the edge of the metal spikes on it. It flicked up. The wooden pole smacked me in the head. That was okay. Like, that hurt.
Yeah.
But when it smacked me in the head, I fell forward. And we had a little rock garden that would surrounded our herb garden thing that we had, a little veggie patch.
Yeah.
And I fell forward, landed on the rock, split my head open.
What I would give for footage of that. Like, I would give serious money.
Dad said that. He goes, we would have won money if that was Australia's Home Videos.
Yeah, Shirley Craft would have loved it. all right, give us a call, 13 12 16. What is the most embarrassing way you've injured yourself? We've all got an embarrassing injury story. Warwick's given us a call. Warwick, have you got an embarrassing injury story for us?
Yeah, slightly. I was working on a concrete line years ago and just putting up some static pipes up against a fresh building we're pouring concrete on. I had a mate on the other side drilling holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on one side keeping the pipes vertical, like in a straight position. So anyway, my mate, he's about 130 kilos drilling for a while and just looking at me and like nothing's going on. Then next minute he must have hit a hole in the wall. He's gone straight through and it's wrapped up me nutsack in me shorts.
I didn't expect it to go there.
Yeah, with a bloody 8-9 inch liner drill blade.
Ooh.
You know, and so I've screamed, he stopped drilling and I've realised that it's had me family jewels wrapped up and just in me shorts, you know, like I screamed and bloke started climbing the scaffold like 6-7 floors up the building, you know, concrete and that come up and I've just ripped out my pants to check the injury and to rip the skin clean off half me sack.
Warwick, can I ask, that sounds like, as a guy, one of the most painful things that could ever happen in your life. Are we still intact today? Did they fix it?
Yeah, we're still intact. I had to have extreme scrotal support for like 2 or 3 days and I saw bloke 10 years later and still copped the ribbon for it.
Have you got a missus now?
Yeah, I've got a missus and fortunately enough, I had kids.
Oh, that was my next question. So you can have, you're all good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But very, very, very embarrassing. You know, going to the hospital and getting wheeled down the main street of Sydney from place to place and getting an ultrasound on me nutsack.
God, I feel like me sleeping on my wrist awkwardly really is nothing compared to that.
Oh, I mean, getting in high school and you used to get a sack whack that they used to do, is one of the most painful things that can happen, let alone you've just taken that to a new level, Warwick.
Oh, it was scary, man. It was dead scary. It was emotionally damaging too, mate, for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, I'm emotionally damaged after your story.
So am I. I think the word sack has been used too many times this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But yeah, it's a matter of sack.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, God, Warwick.
He's very good.
Thanks so much for your call.
Just
I don't know
line.
If we'll...
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Oh, God.
Talk to him off air. I've got a few more questions for him that we can't say on the radio.
I know. I feel like we need to stop that. Quit while we're ahead with Warwick.
A lot of
great story, though.
A lot of details in there.
A bit heavy. Kids heading back to school.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I know One Direction fans are absolute mental. Back in the day when 1D were together, they were crazy. Some are still just as crazy, though.
I know. It's like, give up, guys. Like, I was devastated when the Spice Girls broke up. Don't get me wrong, but I got over it pretty quickly. Like, it maybe gave it a year.
And then you stopped crying after a year.
Yeah, and then I waited 20 years. And look, now they're back together doing a reunion concert. So really, all's well that ends well.
Well, we get enough of the 1D boys anyway because they all kind of went off and did their own thing. They're all doing solo careers. One in particular is probably, he'd be the best. You've got to say Harry is the number one. He's the lead singer. He's the man. He's the one with the looks. He's the one all the girls love.
Nah, I'm Zayn all the way.
Of course you would be. You're one of those ones, aren't you?
What ones?
Yeah, one of those Zayn ones. We know what your type are like.
I'm zany.
Anyway, one girl has taken her fandom, you call it, to the next level. This story is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. She tweeted, she Instagrammed, finally know what I'm getting Harry for his birthday. She put up a photo on her Instagram and she's had his face tattooed on her cheek.
No.
His face no. tattooed on her cheek. This girl as well. I'll show you a photo of her right now, is hot. Like she...
As in what? The girl's hot?
Yeah.
She's the tattoo's not. Doesn't even look like Harry Styles. What do you mean? That's...
Kind of looks
it's
like...
It's huge. It takes up her entire cheek.
Kind of looks like my mate Dean Lewis in a way as well, doesn't
Maybe
it?
She's a big Dino fan.
She's a very good looking girl. And yeah. to go and have that done on your cheek, oh, what are you thinking? Where are your parents?
That is awful. That is awful. That's risky to do with someone you know and you actually love in your life, let alone someone you've never met.
I know. Don't do that to yourself. But I did a bit of research into this girl, did a bit of stalking of her Instagram, and found a link.
Of course you did, because she's
hot. Turns out she didn't just get a tattoo on her face, but she's also an Australian-born singer that now lives in the LA. And I think okay. there's a little bit more to this than we think. So when I went into her Instagram, I found out that the day after she released this tattoo on her face, the photo, she also released a song and she calls it Harry. Take a listen.
Okay, this girl is either one of two things. She's either a genuine super fan slash complete stalker. I'm going to make you breakfast. That is so creepy. Or she's a very clever marketer.
She is one of the smartest girls I know, and I love what she's doing. So I've done a bit more research and I've broken it down. She is a famous singer. Many people would know who she is. She's trying to launch her career.
Yeah.
So she's done a marketing ploy. If that tattoo is real, she's straight up crazy.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's not. If it is, she's straight up crazy because it is one of the biggest lengths for a marketing ploy you'll ever go to. But she did have that song written about Harry. And it says she wants to make him breakfast, wake up, blah, blah, blah. I think that song is actually about his fans and she's writing it about them.
So she's really just a savvy businesswoman.
That's exactly what she is.
Do you know what? It's worked because here in the Goulburn Valley, we're playing this banger. Harry, do you know what's catchy?
She has got millions of comments on her photo as well.
Yeah.
She's gone hundreds of thousands of followers overnight because all of his actual fans are glad they get jealous because if someone one-ups them.
Do you know what?
She is the smartest girl ever.
If this works for her, maybe it's a little hot tip for us. Maybe I'll get your face tattooed on my cheek. You get my face tattooed on your cheek. The Josiah and Ellie show. We're going to go viral in seconds.
Put that on a billboard. That song's quite catchy as well, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, so do I. Harry,
good time. Harry,
I want to make
Josiah,
you.
Josiah, I think you're going to make me. No?
Josiah, I think you're on fire.
You know what?
It's your
I'll work on that.
Tomorrow and I'm going to hug you. Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I give up.
Yeah, leave it to the experts. Thanks. Leave it to my old mate with a Harry Styles tattoo on her face.
With Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
You know Jake Gyllenhaal? Remember him?
Yeah, he was married to such and such. He's a great actor.
Brokeback Mountain fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many others. He's one of the most underrated actors in Hollywood, I reckon.
Is he? All right, well, I'm going to see if you still like him after you hear what he's done recently. So he was at a press conference thing for this new movie that he's doing. And one of his co-stars was talking about the movie and one of the characters in the movie. And pick what's wrong with this sentence.
Soulful, spiritual. She has a touch of melancholy once in a while.
Touch of what?
Melancholy.
What's that?
Apparently. Well, you're about to find out because Jake Gyllenhaal pipes up. He's not happy.
It's melancholic.
Oh, it's melancholic. You guys get that word wrong.
You're so good.
Not the first time today.
He is so unhappy about it.
Wait, he was meant to say melancholy.
Yeah, and instead he comes out with...
She has a touch of melancholy once in a while.
Melancholy.
Where were his parents when he was a kid teaching him how to speak? That is, you know what? That's one of the biggest things that grinds my gears is people that just go for a word and they always get it wrong.
That's so interesting you say that.
What?
Because I seem to remember you not so long ago saying this.
Flamingo. Oh.
What's that big bird that lives in Africa again?
Flamingo.
Oh, what? Sorry, is it that pink one? What's it called?
Flamingo.
Oh, hold on. Oh. You know, the ones that stand on big, long legs.
Flamingo. Can you say how it's really said again? How do you really say it?
Flamingo.
Flamingo. No. Well, I stand corrected. Thank goodness Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal, whatever his stupid last name is.
I can't even pronounce his name.
Thank goodness he's not here to correct me anymore.
Oh, here we did. That is not the first time today. You know what? You're right. The amount of times this dude says.
Flamingo.
It's probably worse than the amount of times the other dude says.
She has a touch of melancholy once in a while.
That's the least of my problems. Screw up Fridays. Yes. Screw up Fridays is only a couple of days away. And I tell you what, that just highlights the amount of times I almost say melancholy.
You're not wrong.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.